Let's speak about this now. President Cyril Ramaphosa has arrived in the Arab Republic of Egypt to attend that emergency AU Troika summit. It's been convened to discuss the political and security situation in Sudan and Libya. At least five other heads of state will join deliberations on Africa's two most troubling issues. Let's now go to EWN Africa correspondent JJ Connors. JJ, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for your time. The last time the AU threatened to suspend Sudan from the continental body following that coup, are they likely to take that decision now when they meet?
No, they won't do it now. They gave Sudan 15 days from the 15th of April, so that's on the 30th. There's a couple of days left on that one. Very interesting, though, that Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has called the summit and that he is so exercised on Sudan. I say very interesting, not surprising. Of course, Sudan is the neighbor of Egypt and, in fact, was part of Egypt until independence in 1956.
Yeah.
And so they're very, very concerned. But there's an irony here, and that is, of course, that Abdel Fattah al-Sisi seized power in a coup himself in 2014 and that Egypt was for 2 years excluded from the deliberations of the African Union, and that is because of the red card they give to countries that have had unconstitutional changes of government. The same red card they're waving in the face of Sudan right now.
Yeah, so what's likely to come out of this Troika summit, JJ, apart from just condemning what is happening in Sudan and in Libya?
Well, you know, in both cases, they've got hard work to do. In Sudan, they've got to talk about mediation. And in this regard, very interestingly, again, Nicholas Haysom, the human rights lawyer, who was Nelson Mandela's human rights lawyer, and he then became a very senior United Nations official, and the United Nations have put him at the disposal of the African Union to try and negotiate a way through this, to get the military council to accept that they have to make way for a civilian government. So they're not going to get into the business of condemning at this point. They're going to get into the business of trying to move Sudan, certainly trying to move the Sudanese brass, who are emboldened. They're getting money from Saudi Arabia, from the United Arab Emirates.
Let's hope so.
On their way to Washington today to talk about having Sudan removed from the U.S. list of terrorist countries.
Yeah, that's going to be very important. And I'm saying let's hope so, because a lot of people have said, yeah, the AU always just wants to condemn. But really, what action are they taking?